Continuing from where we stopped in the morning, we are looking at God's right hand. Amen?
Amen.
Ephesians 1. So this is Paul praying for the church in Ephesus, and he said in verse 15, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love unto all the saints, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you wisdom of the Spirit, all right, and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, the riches of the glory of His inheritance. I said something in the morning. I said, one of the ways you know that you are developing spiritually is the content of your prayer. If every time you pray, it's always about you and your needs, then there's a growing up needed. If every time your prayer focus and your prayer content is always about you and what you want now and what God should do for you now, which is not bad, He's our Father, amen? But that must not always be the content of your prayer. Paul is praying for an entire church, and he's not praying that they will raise the next governor, which is fine, right? It's okay if you raise the next governor in your church. But Jesus did not give any pastor that assignment to raise billionaires. No. It is to raise ministers of the gospel. People who are going to stand for Jesus in dark places. People who are going to take hold of the powers of darkness and set the bound free. People are going to lay their hands on the sick and the sick will recover. That is what the church is for. And so, Paul begins to pray and he says, one of the things that you ought to, I told you on Thursday, I said, it's not, after I'm saved, I'll just wait for rapture. No. When you're saved, there are things to now do. There's a growing up to do. Paul says, now that you are saved, after I heard of your faith, this is the next thing. I'm praying to God that He will open your eyes. How many times do we need our eyes open? You know, like Jacob in Genesis 28. He was sleeping, and then he had a dream. A ladder that was set on the earth, and the top of it reached the heaven. And God Himself was on top of the ladder. Abi, Genesis 28. And angels ascending and descending. And God told him, He said, your seed shall be like the dust of the earth. They will spread to the north, to the east, to the south, and the west. And Jacob woke up and said, surely the Lord was in this place. What's the next thing? Huh? And I did not know it. Surely the Lord was in this place, and I did not know it. So it means there are spiritual realities that we ought to open our eyes to. And Paul is praying for a church, and he's saying, I'm praying that you will see it. And one of the things he said they will see is in verse 19, he said, the exceeding greatness of God's power to us who have believed, according to the working of His mighty power. He now said, how do you know how much power this is? He said, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead and set Him at God's right hand. And we began to look at the right hand, right? Right? We said the right hand is a codified language for God's power. It's not like Jesus seated on the right side. No. It's for God's power and God's help. We saw that with Moses. Moses said, the right hand of the Lord has delivered Israel. Isaiah said the same thing. Your right hand passed the seas. So, don't see it as literal. I've told you sometimes when you're reading the Bible, because it was later translated to English. So some of the typical literal English are not as English as we think. Jesus is the first begotten from the dead. How does that make sense? In English. He's the firstborn of the dead. How does the dead have firstborn? So you see, it's not as English as you think. So the firstborn will not be, now we have 11th billion born in the body of Christ. Now, the firstborn will be a position, an office, an example of what God is now going to do in others. Meaning that because he's the first begotten from the dead, we are going to have people who are going to be quickened from death to life. And he's talking about in the message of the gospel. Don't forget, I've told you the greatest miracle on earth is for a man to be saved. I know we are in a world where signs and wonders have taken over the place. As it is, signs and wonders. God will help us. Signs and wonders are mighty because they show the right hand of God. I am a firm believer in miracles. I believe in miracles, man. Amen? If I believe in miracles before I start checking it. I've told you, you must not doubt miracles. You don't know the day you need one. And even though signs and wonders are glorious, I said, the greatest miracle is men being saved. You are literally snatching a man's soul from darkness. And the devil is no small meat. But he's meat for the Holy Ghost anyways. Amen. So, we said, right hand of God is significant of God's power. Significant of God's deliverance. We saw that. We looked at over 50 to 60 texts of scriptures yesterday, right? Aha. So that every man is without an excuse. If you say it's Old Testament, we look at Old Testament. If you say it's New Testament, we look at it. The right hand of God is used to talk about God's power. Amen. And we began to also look at it earlier today that how does God exercise that power? We said he does that. Oh, I was expecting a much curious answer. He does that through his church. Everything God does today, he does it through his church. You want to get a man saved? He does it through his church. Healed? Through his church. Raise the dead? Through his church. Meet needs? Through his church. Amen?
Amen.
Through his church. The church has prolonged the days of Christ on earth. Through his church, we now see the same Jesus on the streets. Healing, making whole, restoring, redeeming. He's still doing it today. You believe that? That's cold. You believe that? That's more like it. Hallelujah. So he said to Peter in Matthew 16. So let's go back to where we were. He said, I'll give, verse 19, he said, I'll give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Well, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you lose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And I said something very vital in the morning, which is quite important. I said, you cannot be effective in ministry by running and hiding. Oftentimes, there are quite a number of believers who have this ideology of, let's let the sleeping dog lie. I don't touch the devil, he will not touch me. Two has cancelled four. You wish the devil is also thinking like that. But the devil doesn't think like that. Let me say this properly. If you don't go to him, he will come to you. Except you are not a child of God. If you are a child of God, you are already anti-darkness by nature. So you've got to prep yourself. Alright? So he said, I give unto you the keys of the kingdom. Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you lose on earth shall be loose in heaven. And we started looking at the background of that statement. What's the background? Matthew 16 verse 13. Jesus came onto the coast of Caesarea Philippi and he asked his disciples, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And some said, you're John the Baptist. They said, some said, you're John the Baptist. Some said, you're Elijah. Others, Jeremiah, or some other prophets. Then he said, who do you? Sometimes we're bothered about what people are saying about Jesus. You, what do you say? Because you must not just preach him for others to know him. You must know him yourself. What did I say? You must know him yourself. You know, there are quite a number of people who, it's easy when another is sick in the body and you quickly go to the person and say, let me pray with you. You know, Jesus is the sick. Then say, I know. So yeah, now do you believe? And then you pray. Then the moment you fall ill, everything about God's power evaporates. You turn to a pharmacist immediately. If I use omeprazole, no, it's not omeprazole. It's laritidine. It's not laritidine. It's ranitidine. It's not ranitidine. Now, there's nothing wrong with medicine. Amen. Don't quote me out of context. People do that a lot. Don't quote me out of context. Medicine is not the opposite of God's power. They are on the same side. Both of them want to see you healed. Is that okay? So don't say, I'm not going to use drugs. No. Use your drugs. But you're not dependent on the drug. You're dependent on God's power. Is that fine? Is that one clear? Say, who do you say that I am? The question is coming to you too. Who do you say that he is? I'm not talking about what you say every time because everybody in the church is saying it. In your heart, in your innermost consciousness, who do you think Jesus is? Because you need to know now. There was a brother we preached together in 2013. That's about a decade now. And someone was talking to me about him earlier in the year, around January, that he's no longer preaching the gospel. Some things have happened and all of that. Something I can't share. And I was shocked, but I was not shocked. I was shocked because of the level he got to. And I was not shocked because I know the devil is always after. Amen. Amen. There is nothing like you have arrived. No matter how long you have been preaching. There is nothing like what? You have gotten there. There is nothing like that. So that's why you have to take it. Paul will say, take it unto yourself. Take it to yourself, then take it to the flock. Because if you watch over the flock alone, you will go down. In Jesus' words, not one stone will be left on another. That's why when you hear people, they say, one minister, one pastor, something happened, this is what is happening to him. That's not the time to laugh. That's not the time to be saying, what's happening in the body of Christ? That's the time to go and pray yourself. Who told you it cannot be you? You rate yourself too much. Who told you it cannot be you? Oh, because you pray. Everybody before you have prayed. Before you fast. I've told you there's nothing like you have prayed. It is you are praying. The day you stop, you will not stop. You will not stop. You will not stop. Thank you, Jesus. Who do you say that I am? So your conviction also must be clear. Your own conviction.
Who do you,
I didn't care, who do you say that I am? And Peter stood up and he said, you are Christ. Let's put it properly. You are the Christ. Definite article. You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God. And I said, oftentimes you would have thought that what is special was what Peter said. No, that's not what's special. Before that, Nathanael already said in John 1, you are the Son of God, the King of Israel. How do you call someone king who doesn't have a crown, who doesn't have a throne? Because the King of Israel is an anointed man. It's a position, it's not a title. He said, you are the King of Israel. So it was not that Peter was the first person to say, oh, you are Christ. We didn't know before. Nah. The woman at the well in John 4, don't forget we said that's her name. The Samaritan woman in John 4 said the same thing. This is the Messiah. Is this not the Christ? So what is special about what Peter said? We said it is where he said it. So geography is integral in your theology. It's not just what he said, it is where he said it. And we ask, where did he say it? In Caesarea Philippi, where idolatry is at the high, or is on the high. The headquarter of idolatry. Jesus said, who do you say I am? He said, you, Jesus, are the Christ, not them. You are the Christ, not Caesar. I said, the gospel in its origin is confrontational. The gospel in its origin is confrontational. If you are really going to stand for Jesus, then you must be all out for it. I told you in the morning, he's either Lord of all or Lord not at all. It's confrontational. You go to the very place where idolatry is, and he said, on this rock, the very place where the devil has marked for himself, and he said, on this rock I will build my church. And the gates of hell will not prevail. On this rock. So the minister of the gospel is not someone who goes at night. He's not someone who sees confrontation, who sees opposition, and then cowers. Pastor. My crying face is not good. That's why I will not cry in my life. Amen. Pastor, in that place that we used to have fellowship, that man just said he doesn't want to see us again. But you must want to see him. Hallelujah. Jesus came for the world, didn't he? Huh? Oh, you're not sure again? You're not sure? He came for the world. He came for every soul. And the one that you are using eyes that you saw on the street and you just said, not this one. And some people have bad habits. Your mind has been going, your heart has been going towards that brother. You just not this one. Next person. Repent and be baptized. Hallelujah. Alright. So we said the gospel is confrontational. The gospel is a claim. It's a claim. That's why, even in the very facts of the gospel, what are you confessing? Romans 10, verse 8. He says, no, say, it is up there, who shall go into the sea. He says, what is near thee in your mouth? The word of faith that we preach, right? Whosoever shall what? Believe in your heart and what? Confess with your mouth that what? That God raised Christ. Is that not a confrontation?
You are, from the very Genesis, you are saying, this is what happened. You know, there are people who say, I'm not really saying that God raised Christ from the dead. Me, I actually believe what you're saying. We are on the same side. We are not on the same side. One came to me on campus. He's one of the Muslim execs. He said, I like you. And I said, eh? Oshewo, you like who? I think I've shared it before. He said, I don't like the way you don't talk like that or that person. I said, come back. I made him not like me. That means I've not said enough. That means I've not confronted darkness well. How can you like me? Where did we meet? See, from where you talk, we are on the same side. Oh, God! No! Let me make it clear. This is my stand. There is one God. And one Father. The Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that Jesus Christ is God. It shock you. He is God. So do you still like me? Not like me. You know, I'm clear like that. You want everybody to like you. How can everybody like you? Try coward. How can everybody like you? Demons like you. Babala would like you. Everybody. Body of Christ. Body of demon. Body of the devil. Hell, the gate of hell. The gate of heaven. Everybody just like you. Who are you? Are you a snar? The gates of hell don't even like a snar. Amen. Like Chelsea. The gospel is a confrontation. God raised him from the dead. That's not a suggestion. That's not an opinion. That is factos. That is the truth. We say it before everybody. It's a confrontation. We are not ashamed of the gospel, like Paul said in Romans 1:16. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. I'll say it before the professor. I'll say it before the pagan. I'll say it in the boss. I'll say it in the keke. There are believers who, when someone is preaching on the street and they take megaphone and they are going on the street, you are laughing at them. You are not serious. You have no, it's not preaching the real gospel. You are the one that wrote the Bible. Latest Testament. There's the Old Testament, there's new, then there's latest. You are the one that wrote that one. The way he presented the gospel, he would have used Dianogio. Makalele. But you have never carried a megaphone yourself with all the gospel you know in your head. There are experiences you should have. Amen. Carry megaphone one day. I have carried megaphone many times. I have preached on bike. One wanted to drive me inside at Scout Camp, Ibadan. Wanted to drive me as a vehicle. If you not be saved, wait, just drop me. He wanted to carry. I said, oh God, is this the gospel? Is this a confrontation? Amen. I preach in keke. I preach in bus. And I believe that I won't target small journey. You know, I have to boil and let me just quickly say what I was saying. I was going to Ibadan from Lagos. I preached. Throughout the journey, they were looking at me. Everywhere, say, Pastor, Chemara, don't go. The pastor, what? He will let him boil it. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. So the gospel is not just glory, glory. Glory, glory. What's glory? Not preach. Glory, glory. It's easy in the church. When will you eat in the street? That's where the gospel is needed. Every church meeting ought to prepare you for that one. Prayer is meant to prepare you for that one. That is your purpose on the earth. You say, I've not found my purpose. That's your purpose. Your purpose is what makes you angry. Something that you cannot do without. If it's about what makes me angry, that's Chelsea. Are you saying Chelsea is my purpose? God forbid. It's about what can I cannot do without? That's probably the church. Amen. That's the church. I can't do without it. I can't do without it. The gospel is confrontational. You have to be bold. Tell someone, say, you have to be bold. You didn't agree? Say, you have to be bold. You have to be bold. It's not where you run at night. No. So, how do we walk on the right hand of God? Don't forget, He has given the church the keys of the kingdom of heaven. We said heaven is God's throne. God's way of operating, right? God's sphere of influence. That is heaven. Heaven is God's throne. The earth is His footstool. We will have to do that next year. That is the earth is His resting place. And that's a Genesis teaching. But that's not for now. Heaven is God's throne. So how do I walk properly on the right hand? We said the right hand is what? God's power, God's help, God's deliverance, God's rescue, salvation, mightiness, war. You know all of it. Thank you. So we said everything is codified and it's called what? The right hand of God. So how is Jesus sitting on the right hand? In His church. When you see they saw His disciples. They saw them heal the sick. They said, these men have been with Jesus. Jesus told the high priest already. He said, you will see the Son of Man. He said, you will be here, hereafter, now. You will see the Son of Man. He's coming in the clouds of heaven. He's coming in the clouds of heaven. Atitire, Atikorodu, He's coming in the clouds of heaven. Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. And for every man that is doubting, He will prove it. Amen? Who will prove it? Hallelujah. Who will prove it? Who will prove it? Who will prove it? He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. Amen. The people at the back are not sure. Again, He's alive, amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Forever He's alive. One more time. He's alive, amen. He's alive. We know it's for sure. Jesus is alive. Sister, you're not sure. He's alive. He's alive. Let the devil be ashamed. And Jesus is alive. Aha. He's alive. The man never said goodbye. He never did. What he said is, I am with you always. And he's not a Nigerian. He's a Nigerian, I'll tell you, I'm with you. Don't worry. And then they are not. Oh, Chelsea fan. Thank you. That's a seal. He means what he says. He says what he means. When he says, I'm with you, he meant what he said. I'm with you always. Till this is accomplished. Till the end of the world. We already looked at the end of the world, right? The accomplishment of his word. So we said, the keys of the kingdom. How do I use it? Amen. Let's use it in English. How do I use it? How do I work on the right hand of God more effectively? We had an unfinished business yesterday night. Abby? Okay. Tonight's another opportunity. Hallelujah. How do I work? In Philemon 1, someone corrected me. He's an Hebrew person. He said it's Philemon. Anyone is fine. The funny thing is that he came to ask question, you know. Is he life? We are talking about eschatological events. And as we were talking about, so I mentioned something in Philemon. And I said, that's funny. I said, what's funny? My answer or your confusion? No, I didn't tell him that. He's a much older man. He's probably in his 60s, mid-60s. Another pastor referred him to me. I don't know him before, so. So, and he said, it's Philemon. Philemon. He said, it is Titus, not Titus. Ah. What's Titus? Okay, Philemon. Verse 6. If you have a spouse, and you say, let's study Philemon. Then he said, what chapter? Take a break. Take a break. It's not time to explain yet. Say you need Pauline prayers first. First, go and sort yourself very well. Hallelujah. Say Philemon, we say, what chapter are we starting from? Even if you are not starting from any chapter, you're not meant to start from the beginning. Alright, Philemon 6. Can we read it together, everybody? That the communication of your faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Look at that. It says, the communication of your faith. The word communication there is actually your fellowship, koinonia in the Greek. Koinonia, your fellowship. The way you fellowship. It says, let it become effectual. Now, effectual, you might think, effectual means use our body to always make it work. No. Actually, what effectual means to be energized. To be energized. It says, the communication of your faith becomes energized. That is, you start seeing what God wants you to be. When you what? Acknowledge every good thing that is well. Look at it now. That is what? In you, in Christ. Every good thing that is in you, in Christ. So the first thing to do is to acknowledge that Christ has given me something. So there's that song. Jesus has given to me something to shout about. His power and His glory is at work in me. Jesus has given to me something to joy about. Every day, every week, all the time. So, Jesus has given me something. So, I must acknowledge it. Must acknowledge it. For you to walk in supernatural boldness. For you to work on the right hand. Now, you are on the right hand. But we've got to see it. You've got to see. There are believers that the devil is proud about. He is proud of. I mean, you are absolutely no threat to the kingdom of darkness. Let's assume that they always have meeting in the kingdom of darkness. They will see some believer, they say this one is not part of the people we are talking about. That's not me. I want them to be having restless days. Amen. Every time. You know? He has started again. Oh, we thought we're going to do that about that fellowship. That fellowship, they've increased again. There are some believers that will be, Pastor, you know what's happening to my life. Actually, everything is going well with me. I just got a new job. In fact, it's not on the island. I got it on the ocean. After the new job, yeah, I was single. Now I'm not single. I just have one bobo. He has been eyeing me since. Actually, no, he's not a believer like that. Sure. What do you mean by he's not a believer like that? Hey, he's not like us. Are we smelling? He's not a believer like that. Sure, but of course I will change him. Ha. But change will change him. APC. So everything is going perfectly. Have you seen a Christmas goat before? Huh? A Christmas chicken. January is laughing. February is smiling. March, he's saying, wow, life is good, man. April, Ramadan came. They were killing rams. The Christmas chicken said, my own owner, like, loves me like his soul. As he's saying that, as he's telling the dog, they are bringing food. He's even rejecting it. I don't want. The owner went to bring another one. Christmas chicken. Who will tell him? That when the appointed time has come, when holidays are fulfilled, you're gonna end up somewhere. And it's not the cage. It starts with P. Amen. That's the way the devil treats unbelievers. In a pot, may you not end up in the pot.
Amen.
So, how do I walk in it? So, look at Joshua 1. So, look at the right hand of God, right? How do I walk on the right hand more effectively? Joshua chapter 1. Verse 2. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise. God is talking to Joshua. Go over this Jordan, you and those people, unto the land which I will give to you, to them, even to the children of Israel. I explained Jordan in the morning. Alright, every place where the sole of your foot shall tread upon, there have I given to you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness to Lebanon, and he went on and on. But in verse 6 he said, be strong and of good courage, for unto these people you shall divide an inheritance in the land, which I swore to their fathers to give them. Can we read verse 7 and to 9 together? Only be thou strong and courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law, which Moses my servant has commanded you. Turn not to it from the right hand or to the left, that thou may prosper wherever you go. Shall not depart out of your mouth. You shall meditate therein day and night, that you may be careful to observe according to that which is written therein. Then shall your way be prosperous, and you shall have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be you dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you everywhere you go. Amen. He said, be strong and courageous 3 times. 3 times. There are things that God will not do for you. You will have to do it yourself. You would have to be strong and courageous yourself. God has given you by His Spirit the gift of the Spirit. Now, I've told you the gift of the Spirit is not for pastors alone.
Anyone who teaches that is not teaching it right. Tongues, interpretation of tongues, prophecies is not for pastors alone. It's for every believer in Christ. In Mark 16, Jesus said, "These signs shall follow those that believe." He said, "These signs shall follow pastors." "These signs shall follow those who go to church often." No. "These signs shall follow those that believe. In my name they will cast out devils." The one that you think is the highest. He said, that's the first thing. They will first cast out devils. Then they will now speak with tongues. Amen. Because the devil is small. I've told you, he's meat for the Holy Ghost. They will cast out devils. So, God has given you all of that. But you must be strong. Say, I'm strong. Say, I'm strong. Are you? Are you? This strong is not a Gideon. It's not strong. It's not strong, Gedo. So I'll not give up. You are taking the literal. Okay, wait. And you, me, strong yet. I'll not give up. There's nothing. This thing, this ministry, we'll do it. Mm-mm. If you keep that, you can't keep it up. You know, there are people naturally who are effective anywhere you put them. Have you met those kind of people before? There was one boy, he put in science class. He's doing, tell him to go and, if you say, join church, if you say, join music team. He said, how many times are we meeting? He said, Saturday. He said, no, can we do Tuesday after cell meeting? Then we'll have to do Thursday after the service. They are just effective. Then he said, okay. He said, join work. He said, I have been thinking that. Can I join like four units? Four. I need it in my life. I said, what do you want to use it to? There are people like that. They are just effective. But if you say you want to bring that to ministry, breaking news, I want to see how many years that can last. Because this is a spiritual battle. Hallelujah. So when he says be strong and courageous, he isn't talking, excuse me, he isn't talking about your strong will and, see, I'll show them that me, I can do it for them. By the arm of flesh, no man can prevail. No man can prevail. You have to trust in God to be strong. If you're trusting in your own self, you fall by the wayside, but you never fall. He tells Joshua, one of the ways to be strong, this book of the law must not depart from your mouth. The word mouth there is not talking about your where you have teeth. From your speech. From your speaking. You want to walk in courage. And you want to uphold the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And you want to walk on the right hand. Then God's word must always be on your lips. You know, there are believers who, any little pothole, any little hiccup, they just lose it. Oh, I don't even know. This God, I don't believe in him. Say calm down. No! Nobody should tell me to calm down. I'm gonna tell me to calm down in this place. Calm down. No. I'm not going to serve any God again. I'm just going to stay in my house. I'm not going to... Let it not depart from your mouth. If God tells you to be strong, don't you think you will need it? Amen. When God is the one telling you to be strong. Hallelujah. I remember I was in boarding house. They changed my dormitory. So I went to meet my school father. I said, they changed my hostel room. And they put me in this particular room. He said, why? You know, I was happy because where I was coming from, They were bullying me. Even though you bully me in the day, I'll do my own at night. Amen. When you are sleeping. And I cannot handle you physically. So there are things, horrible things I did to them. No yerepe. You don't know it. They call it devil's locust or something. I poison one water. One, I put it on his face. If you know what I'm saying. There was one senior like that. He asked me to fetch water for him. And he was beating me on top. I have no issue fetching water for you. And asked him beating me. With a bucket on my head. I said, I'll fetch you water. I went to fetch it. As I was coming, I helped him with some dose. All the yerekpe on that tree, I have harvested them. I was selling yerekpe to people. I've been long in business. I was selling to people. No, there's no money. There's no student has money. So it's gari you give me. You give me gari, you give me bofita. I was just selling yerekpe. You want to do wickedness? I will advise you. This is how to do it. This is the time. If you do it at this time and they catch you, don't come and call me. So they were bullying me. So when they took me out of those, and I told myself, and I said, you know, I told me, he said, you have to be strong, go. What do you mean? I was in jest. What do you mean that I have to be strong? Is it not a better place? He said, it's good, it's neat. But there's a reason why it is neat. It's people like you that make it neat. So when God tells you be strong, it means there is no way you are going to do His will without being strong. He said, be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. God acts with human cooperation. When you have determined that, see, I've laid my hands on the plow, I'm not looking back. When you determine that, then God backs you up. Many times we are waiting on God. God is waiting on you. He says, you're not strong. You're not strong. You're not strong. Add someone like that on campus because he failed an exam. One exam. Said he's not going to fellowship again and all of that. I said, you are still on campus. What will happen when you get out? I told him, he said, what will happen when you get out? Or you think life is a bed of roses? Or you think you will not fail anything again, everything will just go. No! If everyone stops serving God when things that are not palatable happens, nobody's going to be in the church. It's your own, you know. You don't know the next person to you. You don't know what they're facing. But I am strong. I want that louder. I am strong. In the name of Jesus. He said, be strong. This is the last session of God's right hand. Maybe we'll look at it again tonight. Hallelujah. Be strong. I just like a sign like this. I just like this camp meeting. I just don't want it to end. It must end. It's like saying as you're going to school, you don't want it to end. when will you not practice everything you learned in school? Amen. I'm strong. I'm strong. I'm strong. I'm strong. I'm strong. It's not in the senses. Amen. It's not in the senses. No, there are people who they are still serving God today because their friends are still in church. My pastor used to call it Anjoni anointing. You know Anjoni? Because we are working together. We are working together. So Anjoni anointing. The moment someone falls off, you must never be like that. Your convictions must be rock solid. Come rain, come sunshine. Jesus is Lord. Your conviction must stand alone. I've had people that we started ministry together. I've had people that we grew up together. I had the advantage of growing up around spiritual activities, much spiritual activities actually. That's why I don't know how to do something. I don't know how to ride the bicycle, for example. When you guys were learning how to ride the bicycle and all of that, we probably were doing Holy Ghost meetings and praying. Amen. So I grew up actually around much prayer and all that. We used to have a brother like that, but Laolu, I think I've told you this story before. He would take us every Friday. You cannot complain to your parents. He has come to tell your parents. You know that kind of thing. He has come to tell your parents that we always pray. Which parents we hear that you want to go and pray that will say stuff? And knowing my own mother, for example, when she hears prayer, she was even saying, can she come too? So is that the one I will not say I cannot go? Amen. As he was telling my mom, you were already praying together. I said, oh God. You already praying. I said, ah, mama. I said, this woman likes prayer too much. So every Friday, you come and call us. You know, reluctantly, teenagers, you know. After playing ball all day. We'll pray from 9 o'clock till 6, 7. If you sleep, there are two elements that can be used. One is lantern, one is candle. Because there's no gem. We heard the love, but the love wants to see gem. He does not have gem. It's candle. They use the candle to measure. So next week they add one more candle. To know how long we have prayed. So they will use candle to measure. Now bring that candle water. That works. Now put it on your ear. Oh, Jesus, have they put it on your ear? Amen. You will pray for the next 1 hour at least. By God willing, you will first pray for 1 hour at least. So there are people like that that we grew up together doing all of that. But suddenly when everybody broke apart, they fell apart too. No, you must be strong and courageous. He said, firstly, you will put God's word in your mouth. He told Joshua, this book of the law must not depart out of your mouth. He said, out of your speech. Let nothing take it away. Not life troubles, not life cares, not life situations. Things will happen. Good things will happen to you, amen? Good things will happen. You will get the best of the best of things. Oh, you get the best. Oh, you get the best. But when something you're expecting doesn't happen, learn to put God's word in your mouth. I see people, you're preaching to someone, and because the person is not responding well. And I say, oh, that one, you just get lost. You can never be saved again. Ah, no. You're not being strong. So I'm strong. Another way to work on the right end is to prepare. Learn to expect that God will take control. I said, number one, you put God's word in your mouth. Number two, now these are practical. We are going to the application of the God's right hand now. Number two, learn to expect that God will take control. How simple can that be? You know, there are times when things happen in the church, things happen and all that. And my default thinking is, Jesus always wins. Amen. I know that like the back of my hand. Heaven and earth shall pass away. Not one jot of his word will go unfulfilled. I know that one. So, and if there is something I know about storms, is that they don't last forever. Amen? Storms don't last forever. It will start and stop. Only the power of God does not stop. So when the going gets tough, the first thing is I hold my peace and I expect the best. The people say, hope for the best, expect the worst. Olomaje. Hope for the best, expect the worst. Why am I not hoping for the best? I hope for the best and I expect the best. Amen. Amen. In the things that God has put in my hands, I hope for the best and I expect the best. Everything that the Lord has given to me, I hope for the best and expect the best. Nothing dies in my hands. Pray, 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 pray a bit, pray a bit, pray a bit, pray a bit, pray a bit like that. What are with prayer? I am strong. Courageous. Nothing the Lord has put in my hand dies. Amen. So God made us to walk in His strength, to be strong, to be strong. You've got it. What I say? Huh? You've got it. You've already got it. You're actually a strong person. Amen. You know, through you, actually, hundreds of thousands will be saved. You know, through you. You believe it? You believe it? What's your name? What's your name? Victoria. Through you. I'm serious. So you can smile about that one now. You will see more faces. They will live for Jesus too. You will raise men that will raise men. No, some people's legacy, all their legacy in life is, I had money. We yep. So I have money. If money was that important, why did the devil tell Jesus, I'll give you everything? So I'll give you all the world. You just bow. Say money. Ah, Pastor, let me first. I want to first get money. When I get money, after I get money now, I'll now be able to serve God properly. It's a lie. Amen. It's like one brother like that. We used to hold fellowship. First we used to hold it close to my secondary school. Okay, Bola. Nibadan. Then he said he could not come because the place was far. The mother would not allow. Then we now eventually shifted it to Osasami. If you throw stone, it will reach their house. I'm serious. If you just throw stone like this, it will reach their house. It did not come. Amen. He found another excuse. Sometimes it's not about that distance. Someone's telling me a story of a sister. He said church was far. Ah, she loved the messages, but the church is far. There's a way that church is far. But every Sunday evening, she goes to, there's a restaurant opposite that church to eat a Kobe. Oh, the true spiritual growth from Kobe. You cannot go to church, but you can eat Kobe. You can't be an unbeliever. Amen. You have it. Everything it takes to raise men for Jesus. Everything it takes to cast down strongholds. Everything it takes to stand for Jesus in dark places. To shine the light of the gospel. To raise men. To get men saved. To turn lives around. To heal the sick. Everything it takes. You have it. You have it. You have it. You have it. In the name of Jesus. have it. Have it. See, there is joy in serving Jesus. One day to come, all your money will not matter. When you meet him face to face, he's not going to ask you how many degrees you had. Say, I had a degree. I had degrees. Can you have degree more than Saku? BSc, BD, Belzo, BSD, PGD, MND, HIV. You have everything. When you are done having it, you will meet with him face to face. An audience of one man. A judge no man can bribe. And it's just one question. What did you do with the name of Jesus? You will not stutter. You have it.
I have it.
No, I know. It's not a confession of faith. I'm telling you. You have it.
I have it.
So walk in it. It's like a man that has a car. Then every time he enters the car, he just say, he just listen to radio. Then he will put it off. Then go and take BRT. No, you've got to start honing it. Amen.
Amen.
The gospel in its origin is what? Glorious House Church. Confrontational. Doesn't hide. It's like this. Solani. Amen. It's like this. It's direct. Don't hide. Don't hide. Don't play games with the devil. No bargaining with the devil. Let me close here. Because I want us to pray a bit. Sometimes the road is difficult. Pray for me. Because if God is giving us his right hand of power, then it means we will need it. How many get what I just said now? If God gave his church and says, I am going to now start walking through my church, that means they need it. We need it. So sometimes the going gets tough. We have a teaching like that. When the going gets tough. Sometimes it gets tough. Sometimes you get in the part of your Christian walk where it appears like everything is tasteless. And I perceive there are a number of people here this afternoon who appears like it's tasteless. You're just living everything day by day by day. The only reason why you're still coming to church is so that people don't call you sinner. And they don't say you're backslidden. That's the reason. But you know this afternoon you can receive fresh fire. No. If you are the one I'm talking to, this afternoon you can receive fresh passion. Fresh passion. Brand new zeal. Brand new zeal. Brand new zeal. Sometimes the going gets tough. But when it's tough, there's only one person you can rely on. Jehovah. Amen. Jehovah Lorukwe. You can rely on him. God is an expert with tough situations. That's why we're on his right hand. He's an expert with tough situations. When things get tough, you can count on God. Camp meeting 2023. I want you to have this in mind. You are not alone. See, God, I told you, he said, at this gate of hell, amen? This place where he says, idolatry that is ready, this place, I will build my church. Don't you think he likes tough things? Who else in the world will choose a 90-something year old man to give birth to Isaac? When it is hard, that is God. And he said, out of everything that will happen, is I want a virgin birth. God has seen everybody there. He said, no, it is a virgin that will give birth. Out of can it be? Out of can it be? Saw Goliath and he said, I'm going to use a boy. I'm going to use a boy. Say Saul is there. He's tall. He has the army training. You know, he's a king. He has been a king for a while. When in fact, the way there is a way Saul shoots his arrow that if he hits Goliath, God said, no. I know what I'm doing. I'll use a boy and he will use a stone. When it's tough, you can count on God. He's the only one that will see a man who is withered and will say, stretch forth your hand. He told the blind man, say, go and wash your eyes in the pool of Siloam. How will he get there? That's where the healing starts from. Say, go and wash in the pool of Siloam. You've not wondered that. How will you tell a blind man to go and wash his face? When he's hurt, you can count on God. He's an expert with hard things, with difficult situations. With difficult situations, he's an expert. How do you stand in the grave, in front of the grave of a man who has died for 4 days? I said, start coming out. I love Jesus. Amen. Amen. Because there's no hard situation with him. There's no limit to what our God can do. It's do you believe? He's an expert with hard situations. When the going gets tough, oh, you used to have this cell. You used to have this cell. You have these people that you gathered. And then suddenly it's no more. Oh, everybody's, it appears like everybody's against you. No. Come here. Collect yourself. And stand in the name of Jesus. And say, the work is growing. And the word of God is prospering. In leaps and bounds. There is no stopping us. That's not the time to now start to say, maybe I'm not even caught at all of this. Maybe my own life is not really about ministry. That's exactly what your life is about. Amen? And the devil is not going to snatch that from you. He's not going to. Because he can. He has done it before. He did it for Saul. Saul is the first king of Israel. He's the one God had that Jesus will sit on the throne of Saul. He should have been that. But where is Saul? Suddenly, things happened. And Saul fell by the wayside. You will not fall. You will not fail. Pray, pray for yourself. I'm done. Pray. Let's pray. Wasn't bad for you. We are on the mountain of the Lord. Jericho must fall. The sea must part. No hard situation with me, says the Lord of hosts. Shoutings of war. Shoutings of war. Shoutings of war. I will never give up. And I will not quit. What the Lord has started in me, He is able to complete. I will not give up and I will not quit. I'll never give up and I will not quit. I'll never give up and I'll not quit. I'm walking on the right hand. I'm walking with the right hand. The Lord of hosts is with me. The Lord of Jacob is my refuge. I will not give up and I will not quit. I will not give up and I will not quit. I will not give up and I will not quit. Sometimes the road is tough. I am strong and courageous. I am strong and courageous. I am strong and courageous. Oh yo 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 yo! Stirrings of the Holy Ghost. I have all the strength I need. I walk in all the strength I need. My back is never against the wall. I am strong and courageous. I am strong and courageous. I am strong and courageous. Hold someone beside you. Let's pray together. Just one person. Just one person. Just one person. Just one person. Let's pray together. Jesus, this art is yours. You are enthroned. Leke Bakusota. I will not fall by the wayside. Your right hand upholds me. Your right hand upholds me. Your right hand upholds me. To the very end. Your right hand upholds me. I will not fall. I will not falter. I will not fail. My life will not be full of mistakes. I walk by your leading. I walk in your light. I am in your glory. Where man falls, I will not fall. Where man fail, I will not fail. Your work is prospering in my hands. It is prospering. The harvest is plenty. The harvest is plenty. I see it. I walk in it. My house shall be called the house of prayer, says the Lord of hosts. The mighty hand of God opposed me, opposed my walk, opposed myself, opposed my fellowship on campus. He opposed it. Everyone you have given to me, Jesus, I will lose no one. I will lose none. I will lose none. Palote sete gadadata. Yekerebo sendalabaya. Your right hand opposed me. Your right hand opposed me. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. Is this how you know how to pray? Konama, konama, konama. As I preach the gospel, no hard grounds for me. I am effective. Everything you want to do in my life, Jesus, do it. There's no part of my life that you cannot touch. There's no part of my life that you cannot touch. There's no part of my life you cannot touch. There is no part of my life that is living. Mold me, shape me, break me, help me. Run below what you're saying. I won't walk out of the way. I won't walk off course. I won't walk off course. It will never be said of me, he used to serve the Lord. It will never be said of me, and he used to pray. And you used to be a Christian. No! 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 Emi Oluwa n be lọwọ mi. Ọwọ Oluwa n be lara mi. O ti fi ami ọrọ yan mi. Lati wasu irere. Lati tu awọn to wa ninu ijesile. Ijesile atubu. Oya. The spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the gospel. To set at liberty those that are captive. To open prison doors. Glorious our church, pray. Prayer is the way we do these things. Prayer is the only power we have. Some trust in chariots. Some trust in horses. We will trust in the name of the Lord. Some trust in their intellect. Some trust in their wisdom. They trust in their intelligence. They trust in connection. We will trust in the name of the Lord. We will trust in the name of the Lord. Don't get tired. This prayer is for ages to come. It will save you next year. It will be there next 2 years. Holy Spirit of God, take mistakes off my path. Amen. Apparently, maybe some of us don't understand. I understand that there's new age Christianity. I grew up going to mountains to pray. Amen. The world is spiritual. Amen. There are people here that it is the prayer of your parents that is keeping you. You are running on reserve. You must start getting something in. Paul says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Everybody in the Bible keeps sending warnings that things are not as physical as you see it. The weapons are not carnal. And you are praying like this. See, prayer is the only weapon. No? I don't have any other thing. I don't have water. I don't have candle. I don't have anything to give to you. Is this prayer? Amen. The psalmist says some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord. There are people that their entire Christian life is about their intellect, their intelligence, logic. You want to grow a church? You say, oh, maybe if I hold the service in the afternoon. Why would the service in the afternoon? The people that have gone to their church in the morning and they will now come to our own place in the afternoon. Except it's God's leading. If that is Agari, you are his Agari. You cannot do God's will like that. Who told you there are no more souls to be won? Eh? Wait, who told you that all the miracles you read in the book of Acts, that they are finished? You are due for some experiences. Eh? You are due for new experiences. Be like I say, you don't see finish. You are due for new experiences. I told you on Thursday, visions are not for false prophets. God can show you. I mean, you are going to see things supernaturally. You're going to hear things supernaturally. That some of them are not even for ministry. They are for your own life. They will save you. They will literally save you. We trust God for new experiences. And we are going to pray our way into it. You know? Is that clear? Eh? What was the prayer point? Ah. Point, Lord, Hawaii. It's plenty. I will not fall by the wayside. If there is something the devil wants to do in this generation, it's to take men out of the church. It has started. I remember in 2017 and 18, I spoke about, I said it as a prophecy about that there was going to be a high acceptability of this gay and all of that. I said as far back as 5-6 years ago. Even though it was existing, but it was not. I said there were going to be powers that would back it. I remember I was just in a service and I said it. I had to teach and I was emphasizing male and female. Because the devil has his own plans. See, as you have your, as God has planned for you, devil too has planned for you. But I will not fall. The right hand of God will uphold me. The power of God will sustain me. Now pray. I am 10 steps ahead. The wisdom of God is effective in my life. I find the wisdom of God wise enough. My life is not surrounded by mistakes. I will say hello. I won't fail. My service to God will not be in the past. My passion will not be in the past. Evangelism will not be in the past. Healing will not be in the past. There will never be a time I'm an atheist. There will never be a time I don't believe in God again. The right hand of God upholds me. The right hand of God upholds me. The right hand of God sustains me. When the going gets tough, I am strong and courageous. Strong and courageous. Strong and courageous. Strong and courageous. Few minutes more. Just about 2 minutes more. Go no man to die yet.
Nothing that God has put in my hands will die. That cell is flourishing. My disciples are flourishing. My ministry is flourishing. The keys of the kingdom are mine. When I say go, it goes. When I say go, it goes. When I say grow, it grows. When I say heal, it heals. My ministry is characterized by signs and wonders, diverse gifts of the Holy Ghost. I'm not a believer the devil is proud of. I'm walking in power. Amen. Amen. We are going to minister to ourselves in 3:3. Is that clear? 3:3. We are going to minister by the Spirit. Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14:26, when you come together, every one of you has a psalm, has a tongue, interpretation, revelation, and doctrine. It says, let all things be done unto edifying. Amen. That means when we come together, everyone, we have something to give. He speaks about prophecy. He said, prophecy is unto edification and comfort. That means, listen very well, we can give words inspired by the Holy Ghost to one another to help our ministry. The focus this afternoon is on ministry. Amen. This afternoon, tonight, ministry. We want to leave camp meeting with something. Is that clear? We want to leave camp meeting with something. It happens once in a year. After tomorrow morning, camp meeting is still next year, August. Make this year count. Make it count. So much that you can go back and say, ah, that camp meeting, everything changed. What I used to call weakness was gone. The limitation was gone. There are people who, every time you strive to serve the Lord, you do it. You do it for about 3 months, 4 months. You are determined. You are praying. After 4 months, it just goes back. This one comes your way again. Then you go again. 3 months, 4 months. That limitation is taken away. It's taken away. Jeremiah said, the word of God, it's like fire shot in my bones. It's like fire. For as many that want it. Brand new passion. For as many that want it. Your appetite is changing. You are desiring God's things. You know, before, you always just wonder, I don't understand this ministry thing. Is it that serious? I don't know what people see in it. You will see what they see in it. Your passion will grow to serve God, to love God.